Almost. And today I would like to talk a little bit about... I know how many people experience life as gray, dull, boring, always the same. Pretty gray. You know, not much fun, excitement, not much sparkle in there. Which is a pity, of course, because, well, this moment is your life. You don't know how long it's going to last. And... well, it would be a pity to be at the end of the road and look back and say, well, I didn't enjoy it much. I wasn't even there much. So how can we get this sparkle back into our lives? Well, let's first see, why is there not a sparkle? I think this has, you know, a few reasons. And I think one of the reasons is that we grew up with a certain picture of how the universe is what our parents told us. You know, you're born here in this world, you don't know anything. They have to show you, this is the table, this is food, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. So they set the rules for you. Your sort of definitions in which you experience life. Because you look at your parents and you see how they react to things. It's not so much what they tell you, that's one thing. But you see how they react to people, how they react to situations. And as a kid, you take that as an example. So you take very often the same attitude, a slightly different form, but in essence, the same attitude. So your life is defined by the things that you've been taught. And all these internal thoughts and feelings that we perceive all the time, just watch now for instance, it's an ongoing train with thoughts, dreams, feelings, it's all turmoil, it's all a whole thing. They all revolve about you and your definitions about life. If you would look in essence to what you tell yourself all the time in this inner monologue, you could very soon see that it's full of repeatance. It's repeating itself all the time. It's repeating the same message all the time. And this message is the definition you have from reality. And it seeks acknowledgement for that. As I often said, if you get into an angry thought, you become angry. And when I feel angry, I will approach my neighbor in an angry way. Well, he will react to that. That will acknowledge my way of looking. So all the time, we're in these circles in which we create our version of the reality. And this is all set in early youth. So when you're not happy with the life you're leading, I think there are a few things you could do. The first thing you should do is bring your attention to where you are. Because most of the time, no matter what we do, we think about something else. As I said before, even when you have sex, which is a moment in which the attention is much more intense, even then we think about other things. So when you're in the line of the shopping, with your shopping cart in the supermarket, you're not even there. So how much sparkle can there be when you're not there? Well, not so much. So the first thing you should try to do, I think, is to bring your attention to where you are, because then your life is where you are. If you're sitting here right now and you're dreaming about Mexico, my friend, you are here. You're just dreaming about Mexico. Yeah. So I think if you want to experience more of what's here, because I think gray and dull means there's not so much energy in it, well, bring the energy here. And you do have that energy. Yeah, you have plenty of energy. The only thing is now we just let it drip out of us by with every thought and every feeling and every consideration and opinion. All our energy flows and all these things. Yeah. And I think if you would use that energy to bring your attention here to where you actually are, for instance, by feeling your feet, then because, well, your body just exists, so you can use that very easy as an anchor for your attention. By paying attention to that, you bring your attention to where you actually are. Your body just is here. Yeah. Because what you give attention unfolds within your perception. So giving attention to your body which just exist, will pull your attention much more away from the turmoil to start off with. And the turmoil is all these definitions you have about life, all these expectations, all these interpretations, all these meanings you give, all these internal things. Because when you feel your body, you cannot think. It's very simple. When you feel your feet, and you really feel your feet on the ground, your attention is with your feet, not with your mind. So that helps you in two ways. First of all, it brings your attention to where you are, because all the thoughts and dreams and everything leads you to tomorrow, Mexico, Belgium, or wherever, whenever, with whomever, anywhere but here. And the fact is, you are here. So with bringing your attention to body perception, first of all, you bring your attention to where you actually are. And the more of your energy and attention is here, of course, the more optimal you are. Yeah. And the more life is here. Because, as I said before, attention is life. Excuse me. What you give attention comes to life. So if you don't give attention to your own being alive, how much life can actually be in that? So if you withdraw your attention from all these patterns, and you do that by, you know, giving attention to something else. So for instance, to your feet, which are always there. You know, you don't have to create that, you don't have to make it special, your feet are just always there. Yeah. So if you do that, you withdraw the attention from all these definitions that tell you all the time what everything is for you, and if you listen to them very general, it's very judgmental about a situation. This is not good, this is not such, this is not so. Should be like this. It won't make you happy. And giving attention to that. These are all these definitions. And the more you can withdraw your attention from these definitions, the more you come into being. And being is being here. And this is exactly where your life is. Yeah? So that's what I said, just by something simple like feeling your feet. And you know, everybody has feet. You don't have to be special for it, you don't have to create that or buy something. No, you have your feet all day long. And by shifting your attention, and it's not something you do once, of course, it's something you have to build into a habit. Because now you have the habit of going along with anything you tell yourself on the inside. Just listen, the thought comes up and you're gone again. So you have to put some effort in making a new habit. And you will see, if that more becomes a habit, that you will be much more in a peaceful and open state. And that you will experience life much more alive. Because you are much more there. If I'm not here, of course, I miss 60% of what's here. So if you want to sparkle back into your life, you are the key to that. And I think you can help yourself very easily by shifting your attention to being here. And it shouldn't be, and that's why I say also with the definitions, because very often we have an expectation and a demand on life how it should be right now. It doesn't have to be according to what you think how it should be. Because as long as life should adjust to your opinion about life, yeah, you won't be happy. Because life is not going to give in to your opinion, to your expectation. No, of course not. You know that damn well. Everybody knows that. So I think it's much more healthy if you can let much more go of all these definitions that you have, because life won't be as your definition, so you'll be discontented all the time. So help yourself. Shift your attention away from all these things that won't make you happy. And I know all these thoughts, all these feelings give you all the time the sort of feeling that's very important, that you have to give attention to it. My friend, you don't have to. Just try it out. It's just a feeling you have. You don't have to get into this feeling. And if you seriously try that, you will see that you will exist in a very open, peaceful way. Everybody does. You're just not paying attention to it. And that's the whole idea about the show and about this new project we're setting up with daily meditations. And this is a weekly show. And why is it every week with a ritual? Because I would like to offer an opportunity at least once a week to let go of all these things which have captured you. Because normally when you get into an emotional state that might last for months. Well, that's a pity. Yeah. So, that's the idea. And I found out if you repeat this, and especially if you try to work with it yourself and use the sessions, these sessions in the shows, for instance, or the other thing we're setting up, to daily or weekly do that, you know, you will see that you will get much more grip on your life because you can much more let go of all the things in your life. Because you cannot get grip in your life by holding on to the definitions. What I said before, you know, today you're an executive, tomorrow you're fired. So when there's a lot of your identity in being an executive, my friend, you don't know what you are next week. And now we're in times, everything is changing that rapidly. That I think as long as you try to find the definition of yourself within the things, within the roles, and the social roles, etc., you will be filled with agony, you will be filled with despair, because that's so rapidly changing now. So I think you should find this thing within yourself. And that's not far away, because that's what you are yourself. The only thing is you're not paying attention to it. And as I said before, just feeling your feet makes it very easy to get in touch with that. And not thinking about your feet, no, feeling just the contact between your feet and the floor. Just try to do that for a few weeks. Try to do that all day long. He said, oh, I have to do that all day long. Listen, if you don't do it, you all these weeks, your attention will be in what you tell yourself. Easy choice. And what you give attention unfolds. So give attention to all these things you tell yourself. Well, that will unfold. Give attention to your feet. And slowly, slowly, peace will unfold. It's not far away. It's what you are. And the feet is just an aid. It's a sort of anchor for your attention to let go of all the other things. Your feet are not important in that sense. It's just that you need an anchor for your attention because otherwise you're gone all the time. Like now, you're gone all the time. A thought left and a feeling search and a dream like that. So you use body perception as an anchor to every time you notice you're caught up again into all these internal things, you have something to return your attention to. And you will see if you do that, because you will lose it 100,000 times. I know. But the bringing back of your attention will create something in you. And that's, I think, that will bring the sparkle back into your life. That will bring the peace back into your life. That will bring harmony. And then you're in a very different position within your world. Because this is your world. For you, there's only your world. And you have to learn to deal with your world in an efficient way. And I think, you know, what we are trained here for in the West is a very inefficient way to deal with your life. And I think that shows if you look at the faces around you, in general, you see many, many, many stressful faces. Many people are not happy, are not content. No matter how their circumstances are, even when they are rich and famous, they're not happy. Just read the papers. It's all drama. So it's not in that. Happiness and contentment are not within material wealth, are not within success. Of course, it's nice to have money. And some recognition, of course. But it's not in that. Just read the paper. All these celebrities, what if you read about it? It's only drama. These people have everything. And it's only drama. Yeah? So, it's no point in chasing that. You won't find peace in that, and you won't find satisfaction in that way. They don't. So why would you? Yeah. Because I think if you want to find satisfaction, or better said, if you want to find well-being, you should approach these things in a different way. I think you should give attention to that, what is well-being. And well-being is definitely not necessarily the same as satisfaction. well-being is much more a state from to live for, of to live from. And satisfaction is a very momentary thing. And look at all the things you've been satisfied. Well, 5 minutes later, you wanted something else. Well-being is a state of contentment. And if you have that, you're not chasing the things that much. You don't need iPad 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, you might have one. It might be useful for you. And you might enjoy that. But you don't need, you know, you don't have to run. Because you're content. Try to find that contentment within yourself. And my friend, it's very, very close to you. You're just paying attention to the wrong to the wrong things inside of you. You give attention to your problems, to your worries, to these sort of things. And then your life is filled with that. And once you give it attention, it becomes extremely important. Stop giving it attention and you will see that it will vanish from your world. And you still live. You still have, you know, responsibilities. You still have to make some money. You have to take care of your kids. You have to wake up in the morning. You have to dress. You have to shave. Yeah. And still, when somebody calls your name, you'll react. Yeah. All the things will be there. But you'll be much more open. You will be much more content with what you have. No matter what you have. Because a human life, if you think about a human life, and say you're at the end of the life and you look back over your life, what do you think? It's just a straight line up? Dream on. No. A life means tops and bottoms. A life means sadness and great joy. It means luck and unluck. It means wealth and the loss of wealth, or the other way around, or whatever. That's a complete life. Yeah. So you have to find something which is stable, in which you can exist in a harmonious way and let these waves of life, which are, you know, they are part of life, you cannot stop that. You're healthy, you might become sick, and you become healthy again. These are natural things from life. You cannot control that. The only thing you can learn is how to deal with it when these things happen. And when you take a different position, you will see that the whole meaning of these things change. Because we give meaning to everything. And that's very strange, because in general we don't know anything about it. And for instance, you have this little story as an example, that you have this small village. And one day this old man, his son, goes out for a ride and he breaks his leg. And, you know, he comes back in the village and he gets treated. And all the people say, oh, what terrible, you know, your son can't do the shopping right now or take care of you, and it's terrible, this and that. And the old man says, well, I don't know. And then the next day, the army comes in the village and takes all the young men to the front, except for the son, with a broken leg. So what's good and what's bad, we don't know. We know what's pleasant. And pleasant is just how we experience it. It doesn't mean good or bad. It's just that you experience that it's pleasant or not. So we don't know what's good for us. And I can say that from my own life. If I look at my own life, I had, you could say, a very negative life before I met this. Extremely, as a matter of fact. Or extremely negative, that's exactly the point I want to say. I looked upon it for a very long time as negative. And now, after all these years and developing this, you know, this energetic thing, if I look back on it now, I think, you know, I could never have helped people in the way I help them now if I wouldn't have had that background. So what is good, what is bad? I don't know. First, I judged it as negative, because, well, it looked pretty negative. And in the end, it helped me develop my strength and my abilities. So things are not that defined. And that's exactly what I started this talk with. We are full with all these definitions about how life is, how it should be. And, well, we don't know. We just really don't know. You don't know, I don't know either. So I think it's much more beneficial if you can again let go a little bit of your definitions. You will see that you will find yourself much more back in contentment and peace and harmony. You will enjoy life more. The sparkle to life will come back. Because that's you. You are the spiral of your life. There is no other sparkle. It's you. So use it. Enjoy it. This is your life. You know? It will come to an end and you enjoy it. It's over before you realize it. So try to bring your attention in the here and now. And I advise you to use your body perception and just feel your feet on the ground so you can live this moment of your life as full as possible, because it's worth it. And I think then you will love it. Have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.